You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of just throwaway stories for you, but I thought these were kind of funny. You know how the poll question last week for the Mindbender Club was, what would your last meal be?
Mm-hmm.
Adele actually spoke up and answered that question.
Hello.
Adele says her last meal ever, she called it her death row meal. She's obviously a big fan of McDonald's. She wants a chicken McNugget, a Big Mac, and fries.
It's a good solid order right there. Pro tip, though, get that hot mustard to dip in.
Except.
What?
She said a McNugget. So who eats one?
Oh, it's just one nugget?
A McNugget with a Big Mac and fries. She says that order. Get a load of this. She eats that at least once a week.
What? Every week. No way, because she's all fit and slim and trim now.
I know.
Well, it's the one nugget, I guess. You don't eat the 20-pack.
It's her cheap meal, I guess. I love this story. A woman down in Arizona, I don't know if you saw this a couple days ago, a lady in Arizona gave birth to a 14-pound baby.
Good night.
She says the doctor held him up like Simba in The Lion King and announced, that's a big baby.
Was this a C-section?
Here's the mom's quote. Quote, I am very grateful for C-sections.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
14
that would have ruined
pounder, people. Here's a story out of Spokane, Washington. There's a television station there that is apologizing because during the Sunday evening weather broadcast, while the weather anchor is sitting there talking about the forecast, over her shoulder, you know, there's a screen where they're supposed to be playing, you know, weather clip videos.
Yeah.
Instead, there was a pornographic clip that was playing over her shoulder. Lasted for about 30. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And it lasted like 13 seconds before somebody threw a switch.
Been there. Wow. That is not a cold front coming in.
That's a record for you, isn't it? Anyway, before somebody finally threw a switch, and then,
then
the TV station had to come back later, and they said, we want to apologize for something that happened in our 6 p.m. newscast. An inappropriate video aired in the first part of the show. I like this line. We are diligently working to make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
Why? That was the best weather forecast ever.
Now, listen to this.
What?
The Spokane Police Department is confirming that they are investigating the incident.
Why?
They say it generated numerous calls from concerned citizens in the city.
They're like, yeah, let's investigate this. Put me on this.
That's an excluded front is what that is.
Mm, that's an upslope, Dom.
You know, it's just like
I love that story.
To see that clip for 13 seconds and call the police.
I am mad as hell right now. Get an investigative reporter on this immediately.
I will say it's my favorite story
of
the day. You know somebody in that control room at that TV station was having the time of their life.
Yes.
Because somebody had to make that decision to do it. It doesn't accidentally get on the air.
Like, this is going to be the best prank ever.
But I like
is
that the weather woman who was giving the forecast is looking at the camera. She, I guess, didn't see it or something. So she's just doing the happy talk.
Bebopping around.
Well, it's a little bit chillier than it normally is this time of year.
Doesn't look like it.
Or maybe it does.
Right, right.
Maybe it looks cold.
That's why so many people were angry.
All right, enough of that story. What else is trending?
Well, we got to do an update on a story we were talking about yesterday because Dom and I were poo-pooing this story. We were like, who in the world is going to buy this Apple polishing cloth off of the Apple website for $19.
It's just like a chamois.
It's a chamois that you use to clean your screens, and Apple is pimping it on their website for $19. News out this morning that the polishing cloth is back ordered until late November.
Oh, for God's
sake. They have completely sold out of their immediate supply of polishing cloths.
Or.
And they'll be back in November.
Or
Or
that is the scam perpetrated by Apple. is that they are telling everybody they're sold out. Because you know about the whole mentality of scarcity?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you tell a consumer that we are sold out,
but it's
then
Apple.
Then they'll go and pre-order.
I could see that with, you know, John's wipe shop down the street.
Oh, no, no, no. The big guys do it too, my friend.
But it's Apple. Come on.
I guarantee you there's a good chance that, or maybe they intentionally only ordered like 100 of them.
There is that. We don't know how many, because that was my question. I'm like, at $19, how many did they actually sell? And let's do the multiplication and see how much they made off these goofy little cloths.
I'm telling you, they couldn't have cost them more than 50 cents. So,
and that's way high.
So they are laughing their butts off at Apple.
Yeah, they are.
And I say cheers to them.
And no offense to John's wipe shop either. I hope business is well.
The wipe shop?
I don't know. I do have a crap on celebrities. Here's a little story from whocares.com, but I'm telling everybody because Dom loves Kate Beckinsale. And she has revealed the cause of her back injury that sent her to the hospital last month. Mm-hmm. And Dom, just visualize this, buddy. She threw her back out trying to put some leggings on. So I'm sure she was throwing herself onto the bed.
Well, I would
trying
never,
to pull them up. And
I would never visualize her putting them on.
Wow. Wow. So her quote is, "I felt like a guitar string snapped. Everything was horrible. I couldn't walk. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't sit. Blah, 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 blah." They sent an ambulance to her house, and she said they kind of rolled her up in a sheet and picked her up like a sausage.
Mm-hmm. It's the way she said it in the interview. It was like a sausage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you visualize that, DT?
Oh, it's like a sausage. I told you I gave her up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's not
gorgeous.
No, you
have to say that because you're happily married now.
No, because I still lusted for her after I got married. It was when she started dating Pete Davidson that I checked out.
Oh, he said enough's enough.
Out. I'm not following that guy.
She's so pretty, though, and successful,
and
intelligent,
smart.
And very intelligent. So do you guys remember the classic phone toy from Fisher-Price? They came out like in the 60s. It's got that goofy little, well, it's more of a creepy little face on the front of it, and you got a little string, and you pull the phone along, and the little eyes go back and forth.
Yeah, I never really understood why it was it's like a car phone, which is funny.
It has wheels on it, yeah.
It's the first mobile phone, if you really look at it in terms of
truly
being
mobile. Your kids would drag it around, and it goes, anyway, they still make them. But now there's a new enhanced version. It's a Bluetooth version of that Fisher-Price phone. It looks just like the classic toy, but it does pair with your smartphone, so your goofy kids can use it to call Nanny and Pop-Pop. It's got the little rotary dial on there. It teaches your kids about that, and then it says the numbers out loud when you dial, so it's a learning lesson.
Yeah, but check out the price of this one.
$60. $60 at Best Buy. You can get the original, the classic, just plastic one for $10 now. So you want that? You got to go to Best Buy.
You know, if I'm Fisher Price, I tell everybody that we're sold out.
Right, right.
But if you get on the waiting list,
Tinder just added a new feature to their app called Plus One. It helps you find a date to one-off events like a wedding or a bar mitzvah or I don't know, some other goofy party that you need a date to. And you can go on there, and you can just find somebody that wants to go out for a single night, you know, so you don't show up
like
a loser.
Like
it sounds like, yeah, you get one night of action.
That's
So it's the Plus One feature now.
Why waste time going to the wedding?
And then real quick, here's a couple Fat America stories. Little Debbie is turning its Christmas tree cakes into ice cream, if you're a fan of those. And then Sour Patch Kids, those little gummies that make you go pucker up. They're doing Sour Patch Kids popcorn now. There's actually gummy candy mixed in and infused with the popcorn. Mm. So that's kind of a weird texture to me. You're eating popcorn and gummies at the same time?
Pass.
I don't know. And then they said it's sprinkled with a sour sugar concoction. So anyway, my teeth are falling out thinking about it. Let's do clickbait. Find it on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I love these stories where people find things in thrift shops that end up being worth thousands of dollars. And here's the latest. Some dude picked up a vase for $5 at a thrift store. Now it's up for auction. It's expected to sell for up to $15,000. It was made by a famous glass worker in Austria and dates back to 1902. And it is fugly. It is really, really ugly. So check it out. It's worth some bucks. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.